We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Turkey knowledge on the way. You got a plan to eat turkey coming up. You want to stay tuned to the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. First time for a few emails, though, from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
As we jump right into the birthdays, guys, today is my son Alexander's birthday. He was looking forward to a trip to Disney World, but then the COVID hit. Mm-hmm. How about a Barbershop Quartet fish sandwich, please?
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Guys, birthday shout out to our son Theron, pronounced Thornado. Can he get a little kid fish sandwich? And uh-oh, look out. And an L hitting the window. Rock on, guys. That from the mom and dad, Misty and Troy.
Fish sandwich.
Uh-oh, look out.
It is my oldest son Nick's 22nd birthday, and I would like for you to give him a shout-out with a bong rip and the dirty German talking about welding. And maybe your penis is too small. Guys, a longtime listener from Rock 105 in Chattanooga, and now your podcast on radio.com. He got me to be an avid listener to your show, too. We miss you guys here in Chattanooga. Sincerely, that from Andrew Moyers.
Yeah, I'm glad you're into this welding, as I have my own plasma gun, and it'll be handy that you have a set of goggles and a face shield as well.
Hello, guys. It's my brother-in-law Austin's birthday today. We both enjoy listening to your show. If we could get the dirty German talking about loading large trucks, that from the lovely Emily. Jesus Christ, what am I doing?
Yeah, you call this loading large trucks. I call her Shirley. Have some respect.
Guys, my older brother Joshua, nicknamed growing up BJ Big Josh, because two brothers are named Josh. How about the dirty German talking about that nickname? Followed with a big old Leroy Jenkins, if possible. That from the one and only Nine-Toed Ninja.
Yeah, Nine-Toed Ninja. That is quite an interesting name for you, but I am quite excited for this. That said, I do not know much about this nickname of BJ. Nothing comes to mind. In my dirty German mind, I can think of nothing.
Let's do this. Leroy! All the Pacholos, can you guys give a shout out to my hard-working hubby, Tony the Tile Guy from Kirkland? He's an avid listener, works his butt off just so I can spend that money. I know he would love to hear a little kid fish sandwich and the dirty German talking about how Canadians are the greatest from his immigrant Canadian wife, Megan. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't know much about your wife, but I imagine every once in a while you like to visit her great white south.
Bitches, I am 30 today. I cannot believe I've lived long enough to see this day. My fiance moved all of her ass out and left me unexpectedly 3 weeks ago. So can I get the dirty Germans talking about my girlfriend leaving me 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, it has been quite the pain in the ass, and I know it has been trying because she's been living with me for the last 3 weeks.
That's from Sam. Happy birthday, Sam. Now you know.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Guys, my best friend Nick has completed 30 rotations around the sun. Can he get some turtle wax with some thrill shotgun gets in the paws? That would be great. Rock on, guys. That from Kyle. Get. Hello, guys. Today, my friend Nina is turning 32 years old. It's been a rough year for her Cowboys. So how about your penis is too small? Thanks, guys. That from James. Your penis is too small, please. Hello, gentlemen. Love to get a shout-out for my 40th birthday with an original fish sandwich montage that Mike came up with. Thanks much, and keep on rocking. That from Warren Vaughn.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich? So you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Can I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe
I eat your
relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon. And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich? So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Guys, this is for my husband's 50th. Poor Jeffrey from effing Kimmy. He maybe already have sent his own email in. He listens to you guys every day, even though it drives me crazy. How about giving him a big old Leroy Jenkins, an original fish sandwich, and a nice big bong rip from all of his kids? Happy birthday, honey. That from Sierra.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Do you want to get a fish sandwich?
Lighten the bong, loading it, and we're off. Guys, here we go. Happy birthday to you. Bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflash.
A couple extra emails. Subject, something I've never lived down, guys. When I was a teenager, I threw a baseball bat and hit someone in the head with it. It was a total accident. I wasn't even trying to throw it at anybody. But my family pretty much tells everybody and me that I have an anger issue problem. And I like throwing bats at people. It does have its benefits, though. People tend not to screw with me. So I guess I'll take it. That from the creepy neighborhood ginger. Guys, something I won't live down. Secretly saved $4,000 over 5 years. I had an account just for me. Wife knew about it, but forgot about it since I didn't put much money into it anyway for my paycheck. Well, I got up to around $4,000 by June, which I bought a 20-year-old Volvo for myself. My wife still brings it up anytime I mention her spending money. I just bought her a brand new car and hoping that that shuts her up. That from Brian, Master Sergeant, and the Ted Smith Army.
Brian, it won't shut her up.
No, it won't.
And why does it matter? You were saving money. She forgot about it. That's not your fault.
Brian, just so you know, and I'm just saying this because my daughter has a older model Volvo.
Mm-hmm.
They just issued a factory recall on the airbag because when it exploded this week, it killed somebody.
Yeah.
So look and make sure that you're not in that recall because they'll put a brand new airbag in your car for you, one that won't basically take the top of your head off.
We hope this message reaches you in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Guys, the one good thing about the year 2020 as far as me, I got divorced and engaged on the exact same day. I find out from my ex-wife July 13th that our divorce had been finalized. It was delayed because of COVID. And that day after work, I drove 103 miles to ask my girlfriend to marry me in Aberdeen. Yeah, I know how that sounds, but my wife and I haven't slept in the same bed for 8 years. We were essentially roommates with kids, and she told me I shouldn't delay going out with her until after the divorce like I planned because we're perfect for each other, and we've known each other for years and get along great. Actually, we grew up a half mile away from each other, went to the same grade school, used to ride the bus together when I was in third and fourth grade. And
like
she was like
Jenny and Forrest.
She was like in first and second grade, though. So we never really met each other in all that time. Our sons were in the same preschool class together, too. Neither of us is perfect, but we're perfect for each other. That from Rebus. Should have given yourself a little bit of a break there, Rebus, but that's on me.
Sandwiches, it's like when you leave a job on a Friday and you start a brand new job when you start Monday.
No, take a week off. Yeah.
Stay a little bit.
I can't start there.
The job will still be there.
Yeah, I got stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like nothing to do, but I got stuff to do.
Got shows to bang.
Yeah, whatever. Subject sandwiches, Olivicholas, Tin Snug in P.L. Washington. Best Reuben sandwich and garlic tots you'll ever eat. Get them to go, travel 10 more miles west, and I'll mix you a McNaughton's and Coke. And we can walk my 23 acres of land to set up Camp Diggit. I call it Camp Humpy. That from Kurt. Hola, guys. You guys are awesome. I am a mail carrier in Rochester, New York. I used to listen to you guys on WCMF every day during my routes, and you always made the day go by faster. And now I continue to listen on the radio.com app. Pretty sure the people I deliver to think I'm crazy because I randomly laugh out loud when listening to you guys. Keep up the good work and skinless bangers forever. Thank you, Justin Daniel. We're still checking out the show in Rochester. Return, no return. As far as where you've been that you maybe want to go or maybe you haven't gone but you'd like to go and where you never want to go again.
Yeah.
But Cholos, you guys make me smile and my day every day. As far as not returning, the deep south southern hospitality, I don't think so. Where I'd like to return, La Paz, Bolivia. Absolutely loved it there. Then again, I was a rock star.
I've read about that.
Yeah, I've heard about that too.
Why are you a rock star down there? That's what I want.
Probably had cocaine.
Ah. It's hard to get in Bolivia.
Yeah, it really is.
Bolivian marching powder.
Who has
powder?
Any of this?
Right.
Olmecholas, as far as where I'm not going back, if I can help it, I will never return to Daggett, Michigan. I had to work up there for about 4 months in the winter with wind chills getting down to minus 40. And the people are straight out of Fargo saying things like, "You betcha," and "Don't you know," every few seconds. You get used to it, is everyone's answer to how living there and how cold it is. This is also a place where the main form of transportation is, in fact, a snowmobile. I would constantly see them driving up and down the roads and pull up straight to gas stations. There's only one dive bar that's attached to a pizza place next to the motel I was staying in. The only saving grace to this place, if there is a casino about 20 minutes away where they have B to C level bands play. It's where I saw Vince Neil perform for the first time. Keep on rocking, guys. That from B-Dub.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Oh, look who it is.
Well, kind of.
It's the sous chef.
It's not here.
It's the sous chef.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me. How are you guys
doing? Absolutely, man. We need it. Well, you know, we're down one in the kitchen.
That's right.
We are indeed.
And so we had to call you in and see if you
could. But there is no shortage of deliciousness in this kitchen. I guarantee you that.
Okay. All right.
All right. I hope. So we are at that season. It is officially the best food holiday of the season. It's just right around the corner, the lovely holiday known as... Really?
It is a holiday that is centered around the idea of eating. There are many good things that we don't eat a lot. But if you said, look, you can have a Thanksgiving dinner or 4th of July versus hot dogs, hamburgers...
Sure.
I'd take 4th of July.
See, I'm the complete opposite.
Really?
And I love 4th of July food. I love baked beans. I love every kind of macaroni, potato salad, anything with mayonnaise.
Right.
Absolutely.
Deviled eggs, all those things.
It's like being at a sporting event except saving money.
The thing about, I just love Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
I love everything about it.
The mashed potatoes, the turkey gravy that you get with it, the turkey is fantastic.
It's
the
not
stuffing.
Bad. Just if they said, look, Thanksgiving this year, we're doing the 4th of July dinner. So we're going to have lots of hot dogs, brats, you know, you name it, burgers. I am 100% in. However, that said, please include stuffing and mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The only thing that I've ever had different than the traditional turkey dinner was at one point in time, what are those big roasts called, that like a beef roast?
The prime rib?
Yeah, like the prime rib.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They cut it. Like some people had some darker ends. Some people had some like red middle. I thought that was great. With a brown.
Not bad at all.
That was delicious.
Yeah.
See, there's certain things that you can change about the Thanksgiving dinner that still makes it fantastic. It makes it the best dinner that you have of the year.
What is the most important thing then? Because to me.
I don't think it's the main dish.
If you change the meat, I would be happier. And again, it's nothing against turkey. And I know you can smoke it. You can deep fry it. And it is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't do those things, inevitably,
it's
all about the sides, right? It's just turkey.
Sure.
And I prefer my deli meat turkey.
And a ham is not a bad substitute either. That's not the most important part of this dinner.
I'm going to disagree with you on that. It is not the best turkey because I'm sorry. The turkey that you get on Thanksgiving Day makes a better turkey sandwich than the deli meat that you get.
It's different. Do you think?
Yeah, no.
Do you think if it were available year-round, kind of like the deli meat is, do you think you'd still agree?
Yes.
You can't beat peppered boar's ham,
boar's
meat.
Head.
Yeah, thinly
boar's
sliced
head.
Anything.
You think
turkey.
About that.
Don't get me wrong, deli meats are fantastic, but I'm going to take that leftover turkey sandwich every day of the week.
If boar's head made a pre-done, like, seasoned turkey, I'd buy it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So obviously we have some pretty strong opinions as far as the turkey dinner goes, or rather the Thanksgiving dinner goes, but I'm going to blow all of your guys' minds right now. I'm going to drop some turkey knowledge on you. The traditional Thanksgiving dinner is probably nothing like what you actually thought it was. So according to what is traditionally known as the first Thanksgiving, the 1621 feast between the pilgrims and the...
Go for it.
Wampanoag.
I think you nailed it.
At Plymouth Colony, contained waterfowl, so probably close to a duck,
duck or a goose,
right?
Do you like duck? I've never had goose.
You know
like
what?
Duck.
I had duck the one time that we went out, and I loved that duck. Oh, that was phenomenal.
It's, traditionally, on the East Coast, lobster early on and oysters. Were they early on in that, or did they come around a little bit later? Was any of that on the first?
So they had waterfowl venison, so they went out and found themselves a deer or something like that. Lobster.
Okay, lobster is on the menu.
Clams.
All right.
Oh,
and then they got berries, fruit, pumpkin, and squash.
I'm down with all that.
Absolutely.
I would love that, actually. If I look down to my plate and it's Thanksgiving and there's, I've got duck, I've got lobster, clams, what the hell else, some berries.
Berries, fruit, pumpkin, and squash.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be okay.
Like I told you about this, Annapolis, Maryland is an old historic town and some of the bars still exist under the name.
Obviously. I really want to go here.
Different management and everything else, but there's a bar called Middleton's Tavern. I'm not sure if they do this anymore. But they had George Washington, he ate Thanksgiving dinner there. So they have saved all of these menus that they put out front to let people know what was for Thanksgiving dinner every single year. It's been a different menu.
Nice.
Well, they stopped this in the 70s, and then they started to go back and recreate. They would just randomly pull out a year. Right. Here's 1863. And they would take that menu, and that would be the menu that you would get that year at Thanksgiving dinner. And there were tons of oysters involved. There's clams, there's lobster.
Sure.
Often there was no even turkey on the menu, or the oysters would be in the stuffing, or whatever the deal
was. What's the wait time at this place?
Sometimes
I gotta go here.
It was like Cornish hens.
Right, whatever was available.
Pheasant, you know what I mean? But every year you'd get online and go like, that looks pretty rocking, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Thing is that they put pumpkin on there, other than the pie. Has anybody alive today ever just straight up like steamed a pumpkin and tried it?
I think, Mike, that is why we now eat it as pie.
Right.
I think it's one of the, because like you
said,
when it
comes to gourds.
With Thanksgiving, a lot of it is just based on the fact it's harvest. Mm-hmm. And as a point, you're squashing your pumpkin, it's about to start rotting. Mm-hmm. Do something with it. So I think someone figured out, let's make pie. Now, as far as our turkey selections, a comment comes in and says, Mike, I'm with you on the leftover turkey sandwiches.
You.
Man, they rule. You guys never had a good cooked turkey or what?
Oh, man.
They're just. They're fine. That's all. I mean, like,
great.
Said, for me,
sprinkle some salt on there, a little mustard, maybe.
And then someone else says, Sanders. One time it was just me and my buddy on Thanksgiving, so we got one of those giant turkey sandwiches from Safeway, a 30 rack of beer, and played Street Fighter all night.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not a bad time at all.
Close enough.
So I know that you guys in here are all just like me, and you guys have already bought your turkeys. You've got them prepared and ready to go, and you're ready for the big day. But for those of you that haven't,
like
there are some contingency plans in place. So these, I actually do have a list of places that you can go to that have Thanksgiving turkey dinner to go. For those of you that either you're too busy, you can't find them in the stores, whatever have you, whatever reason need.
Yeah, a lot of people traditionally go to other places to eat.
Right.
That might not be possible this year, so you don't want to get grandma sick.
Right.
But you don't normally cook the meal.
Oh, yeah. Met my grandma.
You know what I mean? Or whoever the deal is. And like, you still want to have Thanksgiving dinner, but you're not the one who normally puts this stuff together.
Exactly.
And you don't have the time. Maybe you're working, whatever the deal is. Just go pick the whole thing up.
Exactly. So let's see. It says that most stores have an order deadline of the Monday before Thanksgiving. So, got to get that order in early. However, stores can also sell out of some items even when ordering in advance. So you got to get on it now. You got to get on it as you can.
Even if they take care of 2/3 of it and all you need to do is make a pack of stovetop stuffing or some mashed potatoes, you can do that.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? If you really want something.
We ordered a turkey last night, in fact.
Perfect.
Yeah, we talked to the wife and just said, look, it doesn't make sense. She's like, look, dude, she's going to make the sides. She insists on making the sides, and she's very good at making the sides, and she would not accept sides for me because that is her. But the turkey, she's like, yeah, let's just get one.
Yeah.
I was like, right on.
You get the gravy, too.
Sure.
So it says, most stores require 100% payment when you place your order and expect to pick up your order 1 to 2 days before Thanksgiving or Christmas, for those of you that are going to delay for that one as well, because obviously a lot of places are not going to be open when it comes to Thanksgiving Day. So you got Central Co-op. Let's see, dinner's going to be $150, but it gives you that oven-roasted turkey, about 9 to 11 pounds, plus several sides. You got your stuffing, your sweet potatoes, your Brussels sprouts, your green beans. Oh. They offer turkeys by the pound, including natural free range and heirloom from $2 to $9 a pound. So there's an option for you. You've got Central Market and Town and Country Markets. Their turkey dinner includes 12 to 14 pound roasted turkey in a roasting bag and pan, herb stuffing, Yukon mashed potatoes, bourbon maple pecan sweet potatoes,
Ooh.
Roasted Brussels sprouts, roasted winter vegetables, blood orange cranberry sauce, and turkey gravy.
All right.
For a whopping $175.
That's, look, man.
I think when you add it up, it's not, it's not that bad. It's probably about right on.
Exactly. Ken's Market. Let's see. They offer turkey dinners with sides at a la carte prices to serve two or more people.
Okay.
So maybe you don't have the big party coming over. Like you said, Miles.
That's a great option.
Grandma can't come over, so no, it's just you and your buddy.
You might need a 14-pound turkey. Maybe you need an 8-pound turkey.
Right. Maybe it's just you and your buddy playing Street Fighter all night long. You just want a little bit of a meal.
Does anybody sell jive turkey?
Oh, damn. I'm going to move on. Marlene's Market. Let's see. They it's a family-owned and operated natural food store with locations in Federal Way and Tacoma. They offer a large turkey dinner for 10 to 12 people for $180 and turkey dinner for two for just $35, which has actually already sold out, so never mind on that. Metropolitan Market. Let's see. They have fully cooked dinners from for two to eight from $80 to $180 plus an a la carte menu of sides, prepared and uncooked meats, desserts, and more.
This is not a bad way to go, people.
Not bad
it's
at
really
all.
Really not.
Again, these are places that you can go to just in case, you know what, maybe you
do
don't
it now,
right, you don't have the
do
means
it
to make your own Thanksgiving dinner. Maybe you've been given Thanksgiving dinner and you have no idea what you're doing. Here's your option. PCC Natural Markets. They got a variety of roasts, pre-cooked turkey from that family ranch, recipes for do-it-yourself side dishes and prepared side dishes from the refrigerated deli case. Let's see. Alrighty. Red Apple Independent Grocery Markets include store locations throughout Washington State. Thriftway are independent grocery stores throughout Washington State. Since they're independently owned, offerings may vary from store to store. And then you got smoked turkey barbecue dinner to go, which
ooh,
I think that would pretty. Jack's Barbecue's got that. They got 12 to 16 pound smoked turkeys. Pico's Pit Barbecue offers a Thanksgiving feast for 4 to 6 people. And then Wake and Bacon offers smoked turkey.
Wake and Bacon. I see
Wake
what they did there.
And Bacon. Yeah. You also have your non-traditional Thanksgiving dinner options with Lamb Seafood Market and Awajimaya right here in downtown.
And one more pro tip for you, because if you don't cook for a lot of people and you still want to make a turkey, buy a smaller turkey, then buy yourself a 22-ounce tall can of beer. Drink half that beer. Do your turkey like you would a beer can turkey. You don't even have to do it on the grill. If you don't want to go outside, you can do it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Take about an hour and 45 minutes to 2 hours. I'm telling you what, you can't go wrong with like the same philosophy as a beer can chicken with a turkey.
So. Absolutely.
Thank you, sous chef. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
In minutes! We will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. Hey, would you have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now? But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk. And some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, police are investigating the theft of a pine tree in Wisconsin.
I saw that. It was like, it was famous for something.
Oh.
What?
Well, maybe I should have worked on it.
I mean, or did they chop it down?
It was 30 feet high.
So someone chopped it down.
Oh, yeah, they took the damn thing. No, they took a bulb and all.
No kidding.
They took the whole tree. Yeah.
Wow.
I figured somebody just wanted a Christmas tree. So they took the entire thing.
It's the equivalent of like the Japanese gardens here at the Arboretum.
Yeah.
So they had their own special stuff in that area. And that was one of the prized possessions because this tree was unique or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, they stole it, dug it up and took it.
And then what do you do with it? Now I have this special tree. Am I selling it to someone? I so excited about this tree that it's in my yard?
I wouldn't put it in your backyard.
Sure.
Not predominantly out front.
A pastor in Phoenix survived being crushed by an 8,000-pound boulder while he was out hiking.
And he lived.
Yeah, he was stuck under that thing for a minute. And yeah,
what's a minute? Because to me,
longer than a minute.
That's a boulder minute. Something longer.
Yeah, buddy. A cyclist in the UK went viral after video was taken of bystanders helping him remove massive chunks of the cactus he had just fallen into.
Did you see the picture?
Yes.
Man,
it's horrific.
I'm so glad I'm not that dude.
Wasn't that same cactus that the guy called up and said that they kind of lean into you and jump
the
onto you?
The jumping cactus?
The jumping cactus, right.
I don't know.
Kind of looks like that with the size of the ball. But he actually wrecked his bike.
Into
and whatever cactus he went into, he fell into the dam.
Horribly, yeah. So I kept trying to find video of those jumping cactus or leaping cactus, whatever they call it. They don't actually shoot them at you. They're just really, really, really loose. It takes nothing at all for them to completely just break off on you.
Ah, okay.
So, still not fun. Those barbs are sharp. They suck, and they don't let go. Like, they have to grab pencils and, like, get in between the tines and flick them off of you.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, because if you touch it, it's
yours. On you now.
It's yours then.
It's like that sticky booger that goes from every finger as you try to flick it off. Yeah.
Only painful. A man in Egypt is recovering after doctors help him remove a live fish that was stuck in his throat.
Did you hear how the fish got stuck in his throat?
I assume he swallowed it.
Okay, no. He's out waiting, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay? So he's got two lines.
Okay.
He brings this fish in. It's not that big, but he's going to keep it. All right?
Okay.
So all of a sudden, the other line jumps on him. You know what I mean? So he starts pulling that line in, but he's already got the fish that he just caught in his hand. So he figured he'd just put it in his mouth, bite down on it real quick, and then reel the other one in so he'd get the other one. So when
wriggled.
He bit down on the thing, it shot right down into his throat, and it got stuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So he was trying to get the other guy, too. I guess he probably let him go.
How long was it in his throat?
Because you got to think. Long enough to where Kemi survived it?
He survived. But, you get out of the water into a vehicle, presumably, to a hospital.
Drive yourself to the hospital.
By the way, Mike, somebody wanted to know, as far as them stealing the tree in, where was it?
Yeah, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Someone wants to know, did police find the tree thief, or are they stumped?
Oh.
Boo. Went out on a limb with that joke, didn't you, buddy?
He's just pining for attention.
Should I just leave it?
Jeez, don't needle the guy.
Okay.
Jesus.
There's been another botched art restoration in Spain.
Oh, man, what a doozy. What a doozy. If you do nothing more tonight and you just need a good laugh and you're tired of the news, just check out this story. Basically, it was like a statue of somebody.
Well, I would assume, yes.
Yeah. But I've always just seen the painting, right?
Sure.
So I've seen the restorations of the paintings where they completely butcher those. I didn't even know you could do something like this to a statue.
It's phenomenal. A nail salon in Russia used real shrimp heads in one of their exotic manicures.
You mean a place of nails?
I would assume, I guess. Maybe they put it in the nail.
If that's what you want to do, right? I guess okay.
But
here's the problem. I don't care if that's what you want to do, but somehow you had to pay more for that.
Right.
That's when it's stupid.
If you have cocktail sauce.
Oh.
What a great excuse to bite your nails.
Like, is it just kind of extended off of your finger? It's got the little whiskers coming out, so you just kind of have a little...
Just like a regular fake nail.
Sexy.
But it's a shrimp.
Oh. BuzzFeed is now, speaking of sexy, BuzzFeed is now selling adult toys with their name and logo attached. Yay.
BuzzFeed,
as in,
the news source?
Yeah, your quizzes, yes. Huh. They have sex toys.
Maybe we should try that.
All right.
News. A new survey asked people to name the biggest signs that you're finally comfortable in a relationship. So I have the top 10 right here. Let's find out. What do you guys think is a sign that you are comfortable in a new relationship?
I'll fart under the covers.
She wouldn't say that, but farting in front of them.
Farting in front of them. Okay, so these are the top 10 signs that you are finally comfortable in a new relationship. Number 10, talking about having a future together. Sorry,
well,
there was a title
sure.
There.
Yeah.
Right. Wah.
Right. Instead of just saying, here's my plan, it becomes, here's our plan.
Our plan. Maybe we'll get Facebook together.
Number 9, trusting them to take care of your pet. I'm a little surprised that this isn't a little bit further up. Because people, when they come into a relationship and they've got a pet, they're attached to that pet.
Well, also like the step-parent. No, it takes a little while.
Right.
You're coming in with a pet already there, that's their pet.
Right.
You got to break that, you know what I mean, that zone.
You do.
So,
right.
I don't know about that.
Gotta
figure it out. I would have no problem taking care of it.
Right.
Yeah, but your pet does not like me the way it likes you.
Yeah, exactly. Just waiting for you to get back from your Vegas weekend.
Right.
As he's been snarling at me while I sleep.
And then I have to send pictures of the dog.
Oh, no, but do you think it's dead? Your dog is fine.
Look, is he okay?
It's the easiest way to comfort him.
Yeah.
Just take the picture and send it. You don't have to put anything else. Just here's your happy frickin' dog.
He's just staring at me.
Oh, right. Well, he wants to go outside.
No,
he sure
doesn't.
Was hungry. Then the next thing back, did he poop? Of course I took him out. That's the whole point of me being here.
Right, that's exactly
God,
why you need me.
Did he pee a lot? I don't know. I didn't measure it.
The top 10 signs that you're finally comfortable in a new relationship. Number 8, having them meet your family.
Well, yeah.
If you're at that point.
Sure.
Right, that's right, the next step here. Okay. Number 7, not wearing makeup in front of them. Honestly, that was day 1 for me.
Yeah, I know. I can tell.
Yeah,
I've been back on since.
I really let myself go after I got into this relationship.
Gotcha.
That's right. I gave her the ring and then I just ate cake.
Look, it's me, real.
No! These are the top 10 signs you're finally comfortable in a new relationship. Number 6, calling each other pet names. Mm. I feel like that.
Fido.
That's too early.
Biscuits.
Come here, sunshine. How hot is it down there? Come here.
Come here, butter cubes.
Bone? You want a bone? Bone?
Do you have any pet names? I don't have any pet names. I mean, we might say babe or baby, but that's pretty standard.
Right.
But
and
there's
also,
no like, hey, snookerdoodle. Like, there's none of that going on.
I also.
Actually, no, she does have a pet name for me. The name she calls me more than any other name, honestly, is just ass. No ass. That's not what I meant. Hey ass, why'd you take the good blanket?
She uses my middle name. That's how
it's
I know
the good one. Would you take the bad one if you could pick?
I explained this. Why did you grab the blanket, sir? Because that's the one we both like, and you're not here, and I am, and that's why I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I was told that's why you didn't help me cook, because you wanted the blanket. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Your other t-shirts don't complain when you pick out your favorite one to wear first at the laundry.
What did you pick me?
Because you're not as comfortable.
Number 5, showering at their place.
Well, sure, but usually it's at their request.
Right.
Upon arrival, like, ew.
If we're going to, you know, maybe, you know, I could borrow a towel.
Take a shower. These are the top 10 signs you're finally comfortable in a new relationship. Number 4, telling them a deep secret.
I don't like you. I haven't told anybody yet.
Your brother's,
I can't stand you.
Your breath is awful. Your jokes aren't funny.
Let's move forward now.
Do you know you fart a lot in your sleep?
I think it's a fart.
Oh, man. Number 3, leaving the door open when you use the bathroom. I hope only number 1.
Only number 2 for me.
Hey, can you bring me a roll, baby? It's not that we didn't have one, I just used all the paper.
You're not allowed to make eye contact when we speak.
Hey, do yourself a favor. Hold your breath when you walk in here.
That's always the worst. Like, hey, babe, can you, I need toilet paper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is such a vulnerable feeling.
Right? It's
I
just
hate
this
it.
One arm goes to the door with a roll of toilet. It's just a green.
It's tiny, but I just keep wiping it, wiping it, wiping it, wiping it. I think I missed.
Oh, God.
Either that or he just grabbed onto my cheek for dear life.
It's like the movie Cliffhanger.
I'm not dropping in this bowl.
Oh, Lordy.
Like Tom Cruise hanging off a cliff.
Let's see. Number 2, meeting their family.
Well, sure.
Oh, God. Yeah. Here we go again.
Again, that was fairly early. All right. So any final guesses as far as
farting.
What the number 1 answer would be?
One.
Farting.
We've met
okay.
each other's family.
We've showered at their place, right? You
hold the forehead.
Okay.
No
makeup, so farting. All right. So this is the number 1 sign that you are finally comfortable in a new relationship. You guys missed it. Sleeping in the same bed.
I don't get me comfortable for that.
Yeah,
we just need to have had sexy time.
I just met you and I'm sleeping in your bed.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, no way.
You're
I'm
not
on the couch.
Sleeping though, Miles.
Well, after that, I am.
Whether you want me to or not,
unless you told me to
asleep.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm about to say I'm going home.
Yeah,
sleep in my bed.
Nightline's on. Right. What are you gonna do? It's at point.
We heard this up at Thursday Night Football.
Jesus.
Mickey Mouse is apparently due in court.
For what?
I will tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!